Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab.
Pieces of Iowa's Past. This week, Edwin H. Blashfield's description of his mural westward, March 4th, 2020. Edwin H. Blashfield's description of his mural westward. The great mural painting Westward by Edwin H. Blashfield, a New York artist, is located between the first and second floors on the east side of the Iowa State Capitol. The mural painting depicting the migration of early pioneers traveling through Iowa extends the full width of the wall over the grand staircase. This work of art measures 14 feet high and 40 feet wide. The mural, painted in 1905 at a total cost of $10,000, was painted on 6 pieces of canvas and placed into the frame. At the time, Blashfield was criticized for his placement of the driver of the oxen. Blashfield defends his artistic choice in his description of the painting. Edwin Blashfield's description of Westward. Description of painting Westward. At the head of the grand stairway in the Iowa State Capitol by Edwin Howland Blashfield, the artist. The main idea of the picture is a symbolical presentation of the pioneers led by the spirits of civilization and enlightenment to the conquest by cultivation of the Great West. Considered pictorially, the canvas shows a prairie schooner drawn by oxen across the prairie. The family ride upon the wagon or walk at its side. Behind them, and seen through the growth of stalks at the right, come crowding the other pioneers and later men. In the air and before the wagon are floating 4 female figures. One holds the shield with the arms of the state of Iowa upon it. One holds a book symbolizing enlightenment. 2 others carry a basket and scatter the seeds, which are symbolical of the change from wilderness to plowed fields and the gardens that shall come over the prairie. Behind the wagon, and also floating in the air, 2 female figures hold respectively a model of a stationary steam engine and of an electric dynamo to suggest the forces which come with the later men. In the right-hand corner of the picture, melons, pumpkins, etc., among which stand a farmer and a girl, suggest that here is the fringe of cultivation and the beginning of the prairie. And at the left, a buffalo skull further emphasizes this suggestion. Considered technically, the dominant motive of the composition of the picture is the festoon or Roman garland. This is carried out by the planes of light color, commencing at the left with the group of spirits, carried downward by the white bodice of the girl gathering flowers, onward through the mass of light in the center to the white overdress of the girl leading the child, and finally toward the right and upward in the figures of the farmer girl and the spirits of steam and electricity. The dark accents in the composition are furnished by the 3 men grouped together and the skirt of the flower-gathering girl. The hour chosen for the subject is the late afternoon, since Westward suggests into the setting sun. The scheme of color of the picture is based upon his choice of hour, being in the main made up of orange pink sunset light and its natural complement, bluish shadows with the few spots of dark blue and red-brown given as aforesaid by the costumes of the men and the skirt of the kneeling girl. For the sake of preserving the integrity of the composition, certain liberties have been taken with average probabilities. Thus, the driver of the oxen is upon the side, which is not conventionally correct, because he has been placed in the correct place in that corner of the canvas, he would have thrown the composition out of balance. Advantage was therefore taken of the fact that he might momentarily leave his place. Again, a very small child would not often hurry along keeping up with the striding men and women, but on the other hand, the children at times undoubtedly did wish and need for exercise sake, to run along a while with the procession. From the point of view of composition, a small mass or figure was needed just at the point where the child was introduced. A dog would have made a spot of about the right height, but two dogs were already in the picture, and a figure of a small child therefore served the purpose better. These remarks about the ox driver and the small child are added to bring to the notice of the layman the fact that the artist's first duty to his client is to make his picture artistically good. Good, that is, in composition, drawing, and color. For the sake of his composition, he may, and indeed should, take advantage of anything which is possible, avoiding only those things which would seem unreasonable to both common sense and imagination. The New York Times, December 13, 1905. Mr. Blashfield's blunder. Has pictured driver on wrong side of oxen, Iowans say. Special to the New York Times. Des Moines, Iowa, December 12th. Iowans have called attention to what they regard as a vital defect in the $10,000 painting which Edwin A. Blashfield, the New York artist, has spent several months in placing upon the inner walls of the newly decorated state capitol building. In a prairie scene of the pioneer days, the driver of a yoke of oxen hitched to a plow is located on the right side of the oxen instead of the left, and every Hawkeye strolling in from the rural districts to view the work of art points out in the hearing of the artist the blunder he was made. The State Capitol Commission is in doubt as to whether it ought to accept the work. New York Times, December 16, 1905. Mr. Blashfield's ox driver. Artist explains position of figure in his Iowa Capitol painting. To the editor of the New York Times. On its first page, and under the heading of Mr. Blashfield's blunder, the New York Times of December 13 prints a statement coming from Iowa to the effect that because I placed the driver on the wrong side of a yoke of oxen hitched to a plow in a painting for the Des Moines Capitol, and reproduced in the Times supplement of November 12th, the State Capitol Commission is in doubt whether it ought to accept the work. Will you kindly afford me space to contradict this statement? I owe thanks to the Governor of Iowa and the Commission for their courtesy and an appreciation of my work quite as great as I could ask. The Commission unanimously approved and accepted my canvas, and it was paid for on the day of its acceptance. There is no plow in the picture. The oxen drag a prairie schooner, following in the rut made by other wagons. In painting the picture, I knew perfectly well that a driver belonged on the other side of the oxen. The man mentioned in the article is a minor figure in the picture, and compositional necessity justified me in taking advantage of the fact that even if he were the driver, he might momentarily leave his cattle. This fact I discuss with the commissioners to their satisfaction. The line at the left of the picture made by the backs of the oxen required breaking. A man's head and shoulders were introduced to break it, and as the angle between his figure and the left edge of the picture needed filling, a gun barrel was carried up diagonally and afterward changed to a whipstock. Edwin H. Blashfield, New York, December 13, 1905. Capitol Commissioner's Report. The Capitol Commissioner's report to the Governor on March 10, 1906, reproduced here exactly as originally printed, states the following concerning Blashfield's mural. Mr. Edwin H. Blashfield of New York City was engaged to produce the painting for the grand panel. Mr. Blashfield visited Des Moines for elaborate counsel with the commission and for the purpose of getting in touch and sympathy with the Iowa conditions and interests involved in his great work commemorative of the beginnings and progress of Iowa's civilization. Since the installation of Westward in the Grand Panel, we feel more than justified in our original belief that a better selection could not have been made for this important work. The country contains no artist more conscientious in character or scrupulous in all details of artistic execution. The reputation of Mr. Blashfield is much wider than his own country, and it will be more and more apparent that the state of Iowa is in possession of a Blashfield masterpiece. This work has been an object of the highest praise and, as might have been expected, of some adverse criticism. But the commission is not in the least solicitous as to the consensus of opinion relative to this great work. Des Moines Register, December 3, 1905. Blashfield is to lecture here. Famous mural decorator to talk on municipal art for roadside house fund. Mr. Blashfield has wide fame as a talker. The lecturer will donate his services for the worthy object of the settlement house. Jack London, the famous writer, has come and gone, but there is still another treat in store for Des Moines, nothing less than a lecture on municipal art by America's foremost mural painter, Edwin Blashfield. Mr. Blashfield has already had much notice in Des Moines and Iowa because of his work on the great painting that is to decorate the lead of the grand staircase in the Capitol building. Now they are to have an opportunity to know him more intimately and to hear his personal view in a lecture that has been arranged for next Wednesday evening by the Art Committee of the City Federation of Women's Clubs. The lecture is to be a benefit for the building fund of the Roadside Settlement House, a worthy and important object of generosity, and because of the character of the benefit, Mr. Blashfield has given his time to the committee for this occasion. Mr. Blashfield comes to Des Moines next week to superintend the placing of his great picture, which will be done next week. Few men who use their danger so skillfully as does Mr. Blashfield, either as artists or musicians, are endowed with the ability to talk well. But Mr. Blashfield has this gift also. Previous to his great pieces in art and the attendant deemable upon his time as a painter, Mr. Blashfield was a very successful lecturer on municipal art and kindred subjects. Hartzman is a noted art critic, said that the greatest lecture on municipal art ever delivered was given by Mr. Blashfield. The lecture next Wednesday night will be given at the Elks Club Rooms beginning at 3 o'clock. Des Moines Register, December 3, 1905. Blashfield comes to hang picture, expresses himself pleased with Capitol decorations. Artist lectures tonight. Famous painter will talk at Elks Club Hall. The large picture Westward will be in place within a very few days. The painting Westward by Edwin H. Blashfield is being placed in the large panel at the landing of the main stairway of the Capitol, the first real art to adorn the walls of the magnificent structure. The artist and the canvas arrived yesterday morning, and workmen immediately undertook the task of placing the painting in the panel for which it was designed. This work was under the direction of the artist. He was assisted by A.E. Foringer, who accompanied him from New York. Mr. Blashfield is a guest at the Chamberlain and was seen there last night by a representative of the Register and Leader. His physician had instructed him absolutely to refrain from conversation during yesterday and today if he hoped to have his voice, which was affected by a very severe cold, in commission for the lecture, which he will deliver this evening at the Elks Club Hall before the Women's Club. I feel like violating the order of the physicians, he said, long enough at least to express my delight with the success of the decorative scheme employed by Mr. Garnsey at the Capitol. He certainly has achieved a remarkably effective decoration of the building. He has so thoroughly harmonized what may not be regarded by all as an entirely harmonious interior that his work is entitled to special praise. I was in Des Moines a year ago at the time that I met the commission here, and the work had not then begun, so that I viewed it for the first time on this visit to the Capitol. Garnsey is afflicted. Poor Garnsey is not at all well. It is peculiarly sad, for he is such a fine man and so great an artist, and as well in the very prime of his usefulness. He has not had an operation, as many of the Western papers said had been planned, but he is a great sufferer. I do not know when the painting which we began to put up in the Capitol this morning can be entirely completed. It may take several days' time, but soon, certainly, the work will be done. And when the scaffolding is removed, I trust that it will meet with the approval of the people of the state, as I understand the decorations by Mr. Garnsey have. The painting will be better seen when the new glazed doors of the library have been provided, that a more nearly perfect light may fall upon it. The lighting from above has been much improved. Formerly, it was a highly colored glass through which the light streamed, and the present is quite an improvement. Yes, the head of the central figure of the painting is partly taken from Miss Penn of the city. She is a fine young woman and a very excellent model. Mr. Blashfield is one of the foremost painters of the country. He is a slight man with gray hair and mustache, and most genial and cordial. Nevertheless, his manner is that of the serious student, and his attitude, given explanation of the rapidity with which he has been able to execute this large of a painting, as which now is being placed in the Capitol. The panel in which his canvas finds a place is 42 feet in length and 12 feet in height. The painting is best seen from the second floor, looking from the very top of the main stairway. It cannot be seen to advantage either from the leading or from the lower floor, though from the latter, portions of the painting may be enjoyed. The painting. The Register and Leader recently painted a reproduction. The Register and Leader recently printed a reproduction of the painting as photographed in the studio of the artist at New York when it was hung for inspection by the Iowans in the city. It represents a procession of pioneers westward. The observer is instantly possessed by the idea that the painting is more or less of a frieze, for it very delicately and appropriately conveys the impression that not a fragment of the march of civilization which came into Iowa and passed beyond its border, even to the Orient, has been caught by the artist for the canvas which is hung for Iowa people to enjoy in their magnificent state house. It is stated that almost all the Iowa people who reside in New York visited the Blashfield studio to view the painting, which is now being hung here. Among them were Mr. and Mrs. J.S. Clarkson, Mr. and Mrs. Allen Dawson, and Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Strauss, with all of whom Mr. Blashfield is acquainted. Mr. Blashfield will lecture tonight at the Elks Club Hall on civic art and its happy relation to the future. It will be at 6:00. It is given under the suspicions of those interested in the roadside settlement house.